This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on elephant conservation and solutions to human-wildlife conflict. The participants are Dr. Bivash Pandav, scientist, Wildlife Institute of India, and Kishore Kumar Bisen, former chief conservator of forest, Chhattisgarh. Moderator is Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent.
World Elephant Day is observed every year on 12th August. The first World Elephant Day was observed in 2012. Elephants are the world's largest land animal and considered to be the friendliest ones. This year, the theme for the day is personifying prehistoric beauty, theological relevance and environmental importance. To discuss more on this, we are joined by Dr. Bivash Pandav, scientist from Wildlife Institute of India, and Mr. K.K. Bisen, former Chief Conservator of Forest, Chhattisgarh. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
First of all, I would like to understand from Dr. Pandav, why is this day observed?
See, this is observed to recognize the elephant as a significant feature in our society. Elephant is the national heritage animal. In many ways, elephants are very, very similar or even far more intelligent than humans. Just like the way we lead a social life, a small family unit followed by an extended family, then followed by a bond group and a clan, elephants also live similarly in the forest. We find elephants in living small family units of 6 to 8 elephants, then 15-20 elephants get together, they form a bond group, then 40-50 elephants, they form a clan. So in many ways, elephants are very similar to the way we humans live in our society. So that's why recognizing the intelligence of this animal and recognizing the importance of this animal in our life and in our culture, the World Elephant Day is being celebrated every year on 12th of August.
For the benefit of our listeners, could you please share how many types of elephants exist in the world?
Actually, three types of elephants. We have Asian elephants in Asia, we have African elephants in the African subcontinent, and we have another species of elephant, they are called forest elephant, which is found in the equatorial region of Africa. So there are three species of elephants, Asian elephant, African elephant and forest elephants.
In India, we are having Asian elephants.
Mr. Bisen, which state in India has the major population of elephants?
This is Kerala and Tamil Nadu, Karnataka. These are the states which are having a maximum number of the elephant population, and they are nicely maintaining and their habitat.
Dr. Pandav, let's talk about the elephant corridors in India. How have they helped in reducing the man-animal conflict?
If you have to talk about elephant corridors, we must understand the biology of elephants. Elephants are long-ranging large vertebrates, very large vertebrates which require very large areas. In today's scenario, we cannot set aside thousands of square kilometers of forest for protecting elephant. See, our average size of India's protected area are around few hundred square kilometers, whereas one elephant ranges over more than 800 to 1000 square kilometer area. So if you want to save elephants, you cannot save them in small area. Having said that, we do not have the luxury of setting aside very huge or very large protected areas. So, but we have the option of connecting protected areas through corridors. So when we protect the areas through corridors, elephants use these corridors and move from one area to the other area. So that is how elephants range over very large area, and unless we provide safe access to the or safe passage to the elephants, they will enter into human habitation and create lot of problems. So that is why connecting big chunks of forest patches through narrow corridors is absolutely essential to safeguard elephants.
Mr. Bisen, we spoke about the elephant corridors with Dr. Pandav. I would now like to talk about your involvement with one of the elephant conservation program which is being run in Chhattisgarh. Along with Akashwani Chhattisgarh, which is running a special program for elephant conservation, could you please share the details of the program, because you were the one who had initiated it, and how effective it has been?
We are focusing our activities because conservation issues of elephants, they need four pyramids: food, water, shelter and corridors. And these elephants are long-ranging nature. They are coming from Odisha, moving Chhattisgarh state east to north, east to west, and going to this Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. And many villages are in between this passage. So we tried this Akashvani program in 1960 because this local people who are living in the elephant roaming areas, they are unable to use this modern techniques. They are simply using Akashvani radio because radio broadcast can be produced for real time alert. So this idea came in our mind and introduced, we have given information, scientific information to the Akashvani, Ambikapur, Raigarh and 3-4 states. And I have observed that the result is excellent. It enhances the self-awareness. People, as soon as they listen, they share to local people. Very effective. But Akashvani program is totally based on scientific inputs. If you are not putting satellite radio call in among 1-2 members of the group, then reliable information will not come to, say, authenticity. It will reduce human casualty. It will reduce crop damage.
Dr. Pandav, I would like to ask you, what role do elephants play in maintaining the balance in nature?
Elephants, known as the silviculturist in the forest, they are great facilitators. See, elephants feed in many ways. They debark the tree, break the crown of the tree, and they push down the tree. So by pushing down the tree, elephants do not kill the trees, but they bring the tree down to certain level in which other animals like the deers and other ungulates in the forest, they feed on the leaves of these trees. So elephants are known as great facilitators in the forest. The other ecological role that elephants perform are they feed on lot of fruits and lot of seeds. And because elephants range over large area, they end up in dispersing these seeds through their fecal matters. So as a result, forest grows in various places because of defecation by the elephants. So that way, elephants known as engineers of the forest, they are known as silviculturists in the forest, and they are great facilitators in the forest. So where tall grasslands exist, like places Kaziranga, animals, coarse feeders like elephants and rhinos, they feed on the grass. As a result, they promote growth of new floods of grasses, which are fed by other animals like swamp deer and hog deer. So that way, elephants benefit a wide range of animals that are living inside the forest.
What is the life expectancy of elephants?
Oh, they're very, very long-living animals. Elephants can easily live up to 60, 70 years. They're very, very long-living animals. Elephant biology is like this. When a female becomes pregnant, the gestation period is around 22 months. After 22 months, when the mother gives birth, the calf remains associated with the mother for about 4 to 5 years. They do not leave their mother, and females tend to live in very closely bonded groups. The males, when they become 10 to 15 year old, they are pushed out of the group and then they disperse away from the maternal herd. Otherwise, it is all dominated or it is all led by a female. The mother or the oldest female leads the elephant group.
This draws me to a very interesting point. Whatever herd which we see moving in the forest, is it only like female dominated or male dominated, and which of them is more aggressive?
It's a purely a matriarchal society. The females rule the roost in elephant society. Once the male calf gets 10 to 15 year old, they are pushed out of the group. These young males form their own group. So that is called all male group, and all male group associates with an older male. And the older male teaches etiquettes of elephant society to the younger bulls. So presence of older bull is absolutely essential to teach etiquettes of the society or the rules or how to conduct themselves in an elephant society. The older bull teaches the younger bulls, but the family unit is always led by the oldest female in the group. It is never led by the male. Males only associate with a group only when they are in must.
That is quite interesting. And if I ask you, out of the two, like male and female, which of them are more aggressive?
Both can be aggressive, both can be very gentle and docile also. It completely depends on individual traits. Some elephants are unduly aggressive. Some elephants are very, very docile, just like us human beings. But elephants, whenever they charge, they normally do not charge to kill human beings. They do a mock charge. They try to scare you away. Especially when a female or the cow is with a young calf, they become very possessive of the calf. They try to protect the calf from any external danger. So that's why they tend to shoo humans or other threats away. They normally do not chase people and kill. Very, very exceptional circumstances, the human casualty take place. Otherwise, elephants do mock charge and try to scare us away from their habitat.
Mr. Bisen, yes. I would like to ask you now, if any human being is caught in such a situation where they see a charged elephant, how should they react to maintain the safety of the animal as well as the human?
It depends on what distance he is standing there. That person should move just behind. If they are fully aggressive, then God will help. Because elephants never adopt this hostile nature or this aggressive nature. We should keep sufficient distance from them.
I'm sure this information given by you will be very helpful for our listeners. I would now like to draw your attention, Dr. Pandav, which is the most aged elephant in India as per records? What's her name or his name?
In captivity, we have lot of elephants which live to very ripe age of, say, 70-75 years. In the wild, I cannot tell you.
Dr. Pandav, I have two questions. So, first of all, what kind of environment is suitable for elephants to thrive? And what is the role of your organization, the Wildlife Institute of India? How is it helping in conserving the elephant population in India?
Elephants need large tracts of undisturbed forest with plenty of food and water. One elephant needs minimum 300 liter of water to drink, and they need very clean water, and they need to feed for 16 hours a day. So they need to feed for 16 hours a day. They need undisturbed habitats. So we should make our protected areas or elephant habitats as disturbance free as possible. That is the best way to save elephants. Wildlife Institute of India is a training and research organization which helps build capacity of forest managers in managing our wildlife in the forest, and elephant forms an important part of it. We train the forest officers in how to manage an elephant habitat, what are the prerequisites of a good elephant habitat, and how to count elephants in the forest, and how to understand elephants, how to study, how to monitor elephants in the forest. So by building the capacity of forest officials, by building capacity of students, Wildlife Institute helps in better understanding of elephants in our forest, better understanding of the conservation issues that the elephants face. And Wildlife Institute of India provides advisory services to Government of India on various developmental projects and how the development projects can come up in elephant habitat without compromising the basic ethos of elephant conservation.
Dr. Pandav, I would also like to ask you, how many elephants are there currently in India?
India has roughly around more than 25,000 elephants at the moment. We have the largest Asian elephant population in the world. India has good number of elephants, and India has maintained its elephant population. There is no decline in elephant population in India.
That's actually a very encouraging news. Dr. Pandav, also I would like to ask you, what are the challenges which we face when it comes to elephant and human conflict?
The major challenge that we face in elephant conservation, or for that matter wildlife conservation, is fragmentation of the natural habitats. Our habitats are getting fragmented, so maintaining the integrity of natural habitat through appropriate mitigation measures while planning developmental projects like roads, railway line, power lines or canals, we need to put appropriate mitigation measures in place so that development and conservation can go hand in hand. Second thing that we are facing, our forests, although everything that looks green, are not necessarily palatable. We need to maintain good quality of our forest. We need to make our forest as disturbance free as possible so that not only elephants, all other wild animals live peacefully, coexist with human beings in the vicinity. So these are the two issues that we need to look into.
Lastly, Dr. Pandav, how is art and culture help in spreading the message of elephant conservation, and the latest example is elephant whisperers? Do we need more work like this?
Elephant is a part and parcel of our life. especially in India. I mean, we have been born and brought up with listening about Lord Ganesha to seeing paintings or shirts with elephant prints. Everywhere elephants are there. So elephants are deeply embedded in our culture and in our society. And that is one of the reasons why, despite having 1.4 billion people, India still holds the largest population of Asian elephants.
This was truly an enlightening discussion. Thank you for sharing your insights on the subject. Thank you so much, Dr. Pandav, and thank you so much, Mr. Bisen, for sparing your time for this in-depth discussion.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on elephant conservation and solutions to human-wildlife conflict. The participants were Dr. Vivash Pandav, scientist, Wildlife Institute of India, and Kishore Kumar Bisen, former chief conservator of forest, Chhattisgarh. Moderator was Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent.